is Ryo Okamoto from Spark's Beard. You are listening to the Much Wider on the Canvas Blog Hour.
What makes a dream so very different from any other dream? Where is that straight line that I can hold up to the light and say, no, this is not right. This does not stand up.
Got no steeple, got no time for you people. I live the life of a shadow. The only chance that I have now is there in the light.
listened as their enemies made a similar sound. And they watched a million cars go by, they were gaining some ground. But they didn't know what to do with this thing they had found.
So they had a party.
So they had a party.
Falling in between.
Well, like I said, that was another band written album, but that we had Greg Filling Games in on this album to come in as a second keyboard player, which brought a different flavor. That was sort of a steely kind of a song. It had different sections, different vocalists would come in and out. I haven't heard that one in a long time, to be quite honest with you. That was our last real studio album. The Toto's album, which we recorded in, I believe, 2004. So it was a while ago. That was a fun record to do because we really just sat in the studio and came in every day, and every song was a band-written song for the most part.
With Larry Carlton.
Well, Larry and I, man, Larry's one of my heroes, man. As a child, he used to let me hang around the house when I was just a zit-faced teenager, you know, breaking into the studio thing. And, you know, him and I have been friends for years. And all many, many years later, he called me to go to Japan to do this tour with him. And we did this live album, live in Osaka, which we actually won a Grammy for. And that was one of, you know, Larry's signature songs. And for me to get, it was a big kick for me to be able to play some of Larry's classics with Larry. I mean, he's one of my all-time heroes. I just absolutely adore the way he plays. He's a great old friend as well. Monster musician. Thank you.
Interviewed Derek Sherinian on the show, and
I love Derek.
And you played with on Mulholland.
Yeah, I played on a bunch of his records. You know, I mean, he gets some interesting stuff out of me. I get to play stuff on his records that I've never been able to play before, and I'm a huge fan. He's an incredible musician. He always puts together an interesting cast of characters, usually with Simon. The stuff that I've done has always been with Simon Phillips and him. You know, and they write great stuff together. And Derek's a great guy and incredible talented as well. That was fun records to do, challenging. So that music was difficult to play, certainly difficult to read. But I keep going, like, oh yeah, I can read music. And like, I forget that I don't read music for 2 years. And all of a sudden, Derek throws a chart in front of him, like, okay, I forgot. All right, where's my glasses? Okay, right.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Steve Lukather, and you're listening to the Canvas Prague Hour.
Rest of the World?
I didn't write that song. That was kind of an odd song. I thought we needed a happier song. I wasn't really writing happy lyrics per se. I wanted to end up on a little higher note. It did something a little different, short different side, a little bluesier side, different sonically for me as a guitar player. And it had a great funky groove on Steely Danish, kind of a Jeff Porcaro shuffle thing. And the Cheesy Vanson and another guy wrote that. I was looking for something that was almost Joe Cocker-ish. I worked with Joe, and so did CJ. So I was going to look for a cover song, and this one came up. So I said, you know, I fought with it a little bit because it was very commercial and a little bit more. I wanted it to fit on the rest of the record. So from that standpoint, it's probably the most commercial song on the record. But it's got its own groove. So, you know, it's got its own thing to it.
Can we stay right here forever? Listen to the rain on the windowsill. Well, our hearts beat together. Feels like time is standing still. I wonder what the rest of the world is doing tonight. Secret hideaway. You make me peaceful like a river. No one else on earth could feel this way. I wonder what the rest of the world is doing tonight. Are they falling in love like you and I?
From the end. in Focus album, Steve Lukather, Transition, and that track is Rest of the World. And before that, from his 1997 album called Luke, his version of Bluebird. And before that, Derek Sherinian from the album Oceana in 2011. The track is Mulholland, the guitar player Steve Lukather. Before that, Larry Carlton and Steve Lukather, Room 335 from the album No Substitutions. It's a live album from 2001. And before that, Toto from the 2006 album Falling in Between, the last studio album that Toto put out, and King of the World was that track. And kicking off part four, Spock's Beard, the title track from the 1995 debut The Light. And that's a wrap for this edition of the Canvas Prog Hour. We'd like to thank Greg Lounsbury for conducting the interview, and I'd like to thank Steve Lukather for doing the interview. The Canvas Prog Hour is brought to you by Canvas Productions, and we're on the internet at canvasproductions.net. See you next time.
Thank you for listening.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
We now return to our recording already in progress.